It's a new week. The old is gone, the new is here. It's time to shake off the past and prepare for a bigger future. Get your game faces on, grab a notebook, get ready to get focused and hit the week hard with your weekly fight plan. Each Sunday, you're going to get motivation, encouragement, and an occasional kick in the ass to propel you toward bigger success. Let's go. Hey, what's up, fighters? Welcome to the Contractor Fight. Listen, today I want to talk for a few minutes about our mindset. Listen, contractors all over the world, are getting their teeth kicked in to some degree. All right, listen, maybe they're having a hard time finding talent. Maybe they're having a hard time making money, making a profit, selling jobs, building a future for their business or their family, dealing with debt, on and on and on and on. Most contractors struggle, and we know this. And the sad thing is they rob from their families. They're cheating themselves, and many of them are very busy. Many of you are very busy, but you're not fulfilled. Many of you love what you do, but you have little to show for everything that you've put in to this whole business thing. And that's what I want to talk about today. See, what really stinks is that this is unacceptable and it's also preventable. And it comes down to this. See, all too often, I hear things from some of you viewers and listeners. I get messages on social media. I get emails from people. I'll talk to somebody in an event or whatever it is. And I start hearing things like, oh, you know, Tom, the guys in my area are lowballers. You don't understand what it's like being in my area. Or I got to compete with all these unlicensed guys, man. It's crazy. I'm out there trying to do things the right way and they're all, you know, unlicensed or they're illegal. That's the other big one, right? I got all these, okay, I got all the lowballing unlicensed illegals that are in my area that I'm trying to compete with, Tom, and you don't understand what I'm going through. Or, man, all my customers are cheap. All the people in my area of the country, in this city, Tom, they're cheap. They just want everything for a low price. All right, hold on, time out. Check this out. If that's coming out of your mouth, then you're already done. As you approach this week coming up, I want you to think about this. If things like that are coming out of your mouth, you have to realize that you are never going to reach the full potential that you have because you are claiming victim status. You are basically saying whenever you point to an outside factor for you not being successful, you're basically saying, I'm a victim. I'm not in control. And I'm here to tell you guys that that's BS. So how do we get over this? This is all about preparing you for a new week to get out here and attack this shit, all right? And make sure that you are successful. So I want to give you three or four things here that are going to help you to make sure that you are not a victim in your business or in your life for that matter. All right. First thing, and we talk about it here all the time, is you have to own your crap. That's why I put so much emphasis on looking in the mirror and owning your crap, looking at the things that are deficiencies in you. You're a procrastinator. You're afraid to talk about money. You're a total wuss when it comes to your guys, whatever. You're a lazy ass. You lack discipline. I don't care what it is. We all have our stuff. For me, for many years, it was I thought I was stupid. I carried around this baggage that I'm stupid. Well, you know what's funny is every time I overcome some crap in my life, I realize I have more crap. So for like 40 freaking years, it was I'm stupid. And you know what I'm finding now that I have to own is I lack discipline. I lack the discipline that it takes to achieve at the levels that I want to achieve. And that's the thing I've owned very recently and have taken massive steps in combating that. But guys, if you don't own your crap, if you don't just simply look in the mirror and go, whatever is not the way I want it in my business, it is 100% my fault, then you're never going to shake this victim mentality. You're never going to get rid of this victim status in your heart, in your subconscious, in your mind, all that stuff. All right. So own it. It's your fault. Stop looking elsewhere. If your foreman is not bringing a job in on time consistently and not on budget and missing deadlines, don't sit there and say it's my foreman's fault. It's your frickin' fault. And it's your fault because you have failed to train your guy. You've failed to set the right expectations. You've failed to give him what he needs to grow or to cut his ass from the team. So either way, it's your fault. Hopefully that makes sense. Second thing, attack each moment. Don't wait. How many things do you know that you need to do right now, but you're not taking action on? I'm telling you guys, you gotta create momentum, and you create momentum when you attack the moment. Who do I need to call today? In fact, there was something this morning. I forget what it was, but I wrote it down. What did I do? I wrote it down in my book here, in my daily book, or maybe it was yesterday. Oh yeah, it was somebody that I just wanted to show appreciation to, just something as simple as that. And I wrote down a name in my book, and then I'm like, okay, I'll do that later. And then I went, whoa. Okay, I just went, no, I'm going to do it right now. So I grabbed my phone, I picked it up, it took me 30 seconds to send a text, and boom, it was done. I attacked the moment. Stop waiting for things to come to you. Go get what you want. Okay, nothing good comes to those who wait. Seriously. Yeah, you got to be patient. Yeah, things come in due time, but at some point, you got to take that first step. You got to go take some action to make sure that you're on the right path and you're not procrastinating, you're not waiting. So attack the moment. Own your crap, attack the moment. All right, third thing here, accept that your success is a choice. Success or failure is a choice. So let me tell you this. A lot of you know I coach high school football here in town. I'm the head coach. I was hired going into the 2017 season to help turn a program around that had been struggling for a really long time. Since I've taken over, I've coached two seasons there now at the varsity level. Our varsity has gone 1-19. I've actually have a worse record than anybody before me did over a two-year span in a long time. We actually got worse on the scoreboard and on our record. And I did some reflection over the wintertime here in the off season, and I pulled my coaches together, and there were three main things that I owned that because of these things, I single-handedly cost us 4, 5, 6 wins over the last couple seasons. Things that I just didn't make happen as a leader of this program. And guys, here's what's funny. My coaches quickly came to my defense. Well, Tom, you had this thing that you had to deal with, and people haven't had to deal with that here. And you had this going on, and you had this going on. And they started making the case for all these factors outside of the things that I owned, that I shared with them, that they were coming to my defense on, saying, dude, this is why, and this is why, and this is why. And I called a timeout, and I said, dudes, check this out. I said, the minute I point to one of those outside factors as a reason for us not being successful, I become a victim. I was hired to transcend these things. I was hired to figure this shit out. And so I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate the fact that you guys have my back. But at the end of the day, this is on me. This is my choice. Success is a choice. So whether you become a victim or not, it is your choice. See, there's so many things that we cannot control, like all those outside factors. I can't control how somebody reacts to something I say to them. I can't, you know, make decisions for other people, but what I can control are my attitude and my actions. And when I do that, when I control those two things, it produces results. So if you don't want to be a victim, own your crap, attack the moment, and accept the fact that success is a choice. Do you know that most small contractors in America are making $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's ridiculous. You're out there busting your ass every day to beautify people's homes and properties, right? You're an essential member of your community, doing great things. You've practiced your craft for years. You're an expert. You're working long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. So why should you settle for table scraps? Worse yet, why should you put your family's future at risk? My mission here in the Contractor Fight is to bring respect back to the trades. It's to help you build the life that you want to live. And that's why I've started the Contractor Fight Club. It's for guys who need a boost to get their business on track without spending thousands of dollars a year on business coaching that may or may not apply to them. So listen, Contractor Fight Club is personalized, low-cost coaching program to help you make the leap from craftsman to business owner. You're going to learn what it means to know your numbers. You're going to learn how to get your phone to ring. You're going to be able to pick my brain about things that it's going to take to build a strong team. Whatever you want to talk about it, you get access to me. But you also get access to our monthly fight night training calls. As a member of the Contractor Fight Club, you get the fight night training calls and the library of calls that we have in the past. So all the past calls are yours. You get access to me through our private coaching app that we use, so you can message me and I reply to those every morning. So you've got something you need to pick my brain on, you are good to go. So listen, go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-club to learn more about this high impact, low cost coaching program to help you kick some serious ass in your business. All right, so listen, going into this new week here, I have a daily challenge for you. Daily challenge is something I want you to do every day of the week. All right. Two things, and they're pretty quick. They're pretty simple. The first is I want you to feed your mind the right stuff this week. I want you to affirm the stuff that you want to happen. All right. See, what we think becomes our beliefs. Our beliefs become our actions, and our actions get us our results, good or bad. So if I'm just letting shit come into my brain each and every day on autopilot without being focused and intentional about it, then I'm just going to get whatever results that I get. Guys, remember, we have, 70, 80, 90,000 thoughts a day. Think about that. Rolling through our brains. Most of them, 80 to 90% of those thoughts are negative, or they're just on autopilot. They're the thoughts that you had the day before. And so if you don't take control of your thoughts, then you're going to be in trouble. All right. So for example, here, I write every day some things in my book. I am a magnet for money and success. That's one of them. Okay. I'll just share that one. I'm a magnet for money and success. I intentionally put that into my brain each and every day. And I say it out loud and I write it down and I do all that stuff. And I have three or four other things here. And some of these are kind of personal and stuff like that I'm not going to share with you today. All right. Let me see if there's another one here I can put you. I am a professional. I write that almost every day. I'm a professional. See, if I don't intentionally remind myself I'm a professional, remember earlier I own my crap that sometimes I lack discipline. I have to remind myself that I am a professional at what I do. So, guys, when you put these thoughts into your brain, they, over time, become your beliefs. And those beliefs turn into the actions that you take. If I truly believe that I'm a magnet for success, then I am going to do the actions that it takes to be successful, because we will never act in conflict with what we truly believe about ourselves. And then, so if you're getting bad results, you're probably not putting good thoughts, or you're letting your thoughts be on autopilot, and your beliefs are just wishy-washy, and they are what they are. Your actions are wishy-washy, and they're not focused, and they are what they are. All right. And then the results are just what you're getting. But if you want better results, start with your thoughts. And that's my daily challenge. I don't care if it's a spiral notebook, a journal you have, an app, whatever. Write down daily stuff to feed your brain with. That's the first challenge. Second is have a do it right now mentality. Whatever it is, do it right now. Be that type of person. So many people are professional procrastinators because we wait for the perfect time. If you're driving down the road and you're a painter and you see a building that needs a paint job, pull your car over, pull your truck over right now. Walk up there, or write down, call the number on the sign, or whatever it is of the building, go in and go, hey, I'm Tom, your building needs a paint job, I just figured we might need to know each other. Hey, on the phone, I'm Tom, blah, 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 same thing. Take action now, because when you don't take action, you're more likely to be a victim. All right, guys, that's it. Daily focused, the right messages into your brain, write it down, and do it now mentality. All right, listen. Your success or your failure is a choice. It's in nobody's hands but yours. Take what you heard today, that challenge that I laid out, and apply it. Okay, I'm asking you to do that. Simply apply it, and I guarantee that you're going to have better results. And the second thing I would ask you to do is not only apply the things that you heard here today that are going to propel you to more success this week, but you share it with someone else. Share it with another person in your life. Share it with another contractor. Okay, do something to be more of a positive influence in the world, and a lot of good shit's going to happen. I'm out.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.